This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An advanced World Health Organization team of medical experts is now in China as the number of people killed by the new coronavirus has topped 900. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Artillery strikes between Turkish and Syrian government troops have killed at least five Turkish soldiers. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Open fighting between Syrian government troops and Turkish forces has flared once again, fighting formerly kept at bay by mediation from Russia. At least five Turkish soldiers were killed on Monday when Syrian artillery hit their outpost in the northwest. According to the Turkish Defense Ministry, more were wounded. Meanwhile, rebels backed by Turkey's own artillery are said to have attacked the Syrian government positions. It's not immediately clear how many casualties may be on the Syrian side.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing a 21% cut in U.S. foreign aid. This year's budget request was for $44.1 billion for such programs, compared with $55.7 billion last year. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Democrat Elliot Engel, has responded to the proposals with a tweeted photo of a trash receptacle. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking U.S. credit reporting giant Equifax in 2017. They stole the personal data of nearly half of all Americans, according to law enforcement officials. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
We can't take them into custody, try them in a court of law, and lock them up. Not today, anyway. But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The four are charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, economic espionage, and wire fraud. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is asking the Defense Department watchdog to investigate what he says is illegal retaliation by President Trump against a witness who testified against him at Mr. Trump's impeachment hearings. The president dismissed Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman as a Ukraine expert at the National Security Council in the White House on Friday. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are making their closing pitches to voters in New Hampshire. Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete Buttigieg are leading in polls, but an energized Senator Amy Klobuchar is gaining ground.
I am someone that can win this thing, and I think that's why we are surging. I think the people of New Hampshire get it. You are a state that's a primary, so people can vote who are independent as well as our fired-up Democratic base. You know how to count votes. I have been through kind of a traumatic experience, how to get this done.
Earlier, Bernie Sanders told supporters Tuesday's primary in New Hampshire is about a grassroots campaign taking on powerful special interests.
It's about bringing our people together to begin the process to end the presidency of Donald Trump and to transform our country so that we have an economy and a government that work for all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors.
President Trump will make his own campaign stop in New Hampshire on Monday night. Storm Ciara has been named one of Northern Europe's most violent storms in years, with at least five people dead, roads flooded, and many areas left without power. On Monday, the British National Weather Service described Ciara as the storm of the century due to the scale of destruction it has caused. Northern Austria saw 35,000 households without power. 90,000 homes are without power in France. Flooding has disrupted traffic in Luxembourg and Belgium. The storm has grounded hundreds of flights across Germany and the Netherlands. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.